In South Africa, you must time it according to load shedding, because you don't even know if you are going to get to the next place. Why are we in the dark in 2015 in South Africa? Thanks to Eskom. Sithi phansi ngeEskom phansi.
Phansi.
Phansi ngeEskom phansi.
Phansi.
How is it that we are running out of diesel, but President Jacob Zuma is living in Inkandla in a luxury house? How is it? I want to tell a story. Let me tell you something that must make all of us as South Africans angry. While we are here marching here at Eskom, cabinet, President Jacob Zuma's cabinet is meeting. You know what they are discussing? They are discussing plans that what happens when South Africa goes into a total shutdown, the ministers must have a plan where they can be safe. Their concern is their cabinet, not the people of this country. President Zuma has long forgotten about South Africa. All he's interested in is protecting his people. City pants, sing Eskom pants.
Worst of all, we stand here in front of this monopoly. Nobody else can come to South Africa and sell electricity to the people. Why? If one company is holding the monopoly, but it is not able to do the work, why can't we open so that other people can come and sell electricity in South Africa? Everywhere where there's a monopoly, if that monopoly fails, we must break down that monopoly and bring in independent power producers so that South Africa can have other energy. If this monopoly continues, it's going to keep us in the dark, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but for 3 to 5 years. Thanks to this Eskom monopoly that is here. Pantsing Eskom monopoly, pantsing. Everywhere where there's competition, services get better. Sayazi leo, kamiti. How reka buroto, how sebi company one palwa wakwe. You know why Eskom is allowed to just continue without competition? If we allow Eskom to continue, Eskom is going to hold the economy of South Africa to ransom. They are hijacking our future. They have stopped South Africa's economy from growing. When people ask the question, why are you not investing in South Africa? They say, I don't want to invest in the dark. We need South Africa to be energy secure. That is why we are here. We refuse to accept that this monopoly can hold South Africa to ransom. But instead, here's what is worse. They don't believe this is a crisis. They don't believe it. They say that South Africans must face load shedding. Kana, we have not even arrived in the winter. In the winter, we'll be talking about stage 3 load shedding. In the winter, where you must have it twice a day. Now, I have been to places in South Africa. I've been to where people run small businesses in South Africa. You walk into a place, when the electricity goes off, that's 4 hours without any productivity. You tell me, how are we going to create jobs in that space? Eskom is costing us billions, but what is worse, 1 million people have not been able to find work here at Eskom since load shedding in 2008. Democrats, South Africans, this is a crisis. It is a crisis that President Zuma and his cabinet think it will only affect them personally. That's why they need special security. But I am here to say to President Zuma, whilst your government decided to keep Eskom as one entity, our people will remain in the dark. Now imagine this. What about the hospitals that now can't perform their duty because of load shedding? What about the businesses who are supposed to be hiring people, now they can't hire people because of load shedding? What about the families who are getting home at night in dark communities, and when they get there, they become victims of crime because we know what happens when electricity goes off?
Bulela. Kuluma.
But I have said it before and I will say it again. How do you lead South Africa forward if your only obsession is to look backward? How do you say we must go forward if your only obsession is to look backward? Apartheid was an evil system. It gave electricity to some and didn't to others. But when President Zuma's government came on board, they were told, you are going to run out of electricity unless you build power stations. You are going to not. And now he stands up and he ignored that advice. You know, even President Mbeki said, the ANC government was wrong and Eskom was right. He said it. But President Zuma wants to say, no. Electricity in Kandla is all because of apartheid. How can President Zuma look us forward? He must be missing apartheid.
Yeah.
You are. He's the only one in South Africa missing apartheid.
You are.
Because so long as he can keep apartheid alive, that will give him an excuse for his government's poor performance. We are not coming to back down. We are here to make a strong message to say, this white elephant that Eskom is must be broken down. The people of this country need competition so that we can secure electricity.
Yeah, yeah.